big time.
Yep. I'm going to call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Vandria.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Skaronski.
Here.
Please rise. Join with me in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, ma'am. Please come forward. Please state your name and address for the record. Maybe so we could help her with a microphone.
Hello? Good? All right. Good evening, Council. My name is Lynn Lambie. I live at 9531 West Prairie Grassway in the Prairie Grass Preserve Development. Resident of Franklin here for about 8 years. I'd just like to say that I'm here in behalf of Victory of the Lamb and the Lutheran Church and the rezoning, in hopes that you grant that, because in addition to the wonderful work the church does, not only for the members there, but the community and the outreach that they have been working on and continue to work with, the open ideas that they have, and the prospects of the playground for needy children, and some of the other outreach programs that they do, the soccer camps, and the other involvement that they do in the summertime for not just the residents of Franklin, but for the whole community. In granting this, I think, in addition to the wonderful addition to Franklin of having this positive church, I also feel that it will be a draw to the Franklin community and bring more families to Franklin. Thank you.
Thank you very much. How many people are here tonight on behalf of the church? Okay. And how many people here tonight are in favor of the church rezoning? Okay. I had a feeling that I was going to get that. Might save a little time. All right. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir. Please state your name and address for the record.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bruce Sweezy. I live on 7637 South Mission Woods Court. I'm an Air Force veteran of over 28 years, Midwest Airlines captain, formerly. And I'm here to just talk a little bit about, very quickly, about the economic benefits of a church. Obviously, there are lots of spiritual benefits, but I think as a governing body of the city of Franklin, you're concerned about tax revenue and the impact in the community. So I'm just going to read a couple of quick briefing points from an article that was published in 2011 in the Philadelphia Inquirer. It talks about the economic benefit of churches in an area. So we got the revenue side and you got the expense side. But it says an average-sized church congregation, 200 to 400 members, which is about where we are, brings in $4.2 million annually into area businesses. When adding up the economic revenues of things like weddings, funerals, events, conferences, the community benefits on gas stations, restaurants, service industries are huge. The financial impact of larger churches, which maybe someday we might be a larger church, the economic benefit is around $11.2 million annually. All these numbers are cited, referenced. Churches are statistically proven to decrease crime rates, particularly decreasing levels of assault, burglary, larceny, and that's cited also, as well as drug use. The average-sized church congregation adds community services equivalent to $115,000 per year, elderly care, addiction recovery programs, after-school mentoring. I could go on and on, but I know we've got lots of business to do tonight, so thank you for considering us, and thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen's comment period?
Hi, I'm Nancy Thompson, 4130 West Glenwood Drive, and in Franklin. Full disclosure, I am a member of Richfield Lamb, and one of the reasons I joined was because of the value that they placed on being a member of the community rather than just being in the community. And just a couple of examples that, they're just small examples, but for example, our church picnic, usually a church picnic is just you invite your members and you have a picnic, but we open it up to the community and have it in a park and promote that through being in a parade and such like that. Also, our soccer camp, the first year, I think we might have had 5 kids from our congregation in the soccer camp, and everyone else was just participating as members in the community. And I appreciated the value of that as a church body, and I think it would just be part of it being in Franklin. I think it would do good to encourage them to have a permanent home here in Franklin. So I encourage you also to consider voting yes.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? If not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to item B. It's announcements from Mayor Taylor. That would be me. Upcoming events, etc. On this particular occasion, I just wanted to announce that there's an application for a zoning compliance permit. Approval for the expansion of Baptista's Bakery, Inc. for the property located at 4625 Oakwood Park Drive in the Franklin Business Park. It's by the TI Investors of Franklin, LLC, a subsidiary of Zilber Limited, and Baptista's Bakery Incorporated. There's a scheduled meeting, or this is up scheduled for consideration by the Community Development Authority this Thursday, December 19th at 6 o'clock p.m., just so everyone is aware of it. I believe it's hit the press. It's been in definitely in the Milwaukee Journal and a few other things. Just want to make sure that everybody in Franklin has the opportunity of knowing about it. Any questions or comments? Not. This is commonly referred to as the Harley-Davidson building, Mr. City Attorney.
Yes, it's the Baptista's expansion across the street. The parcel, the Harley-Davidson formerly operated parcel is right across the street, and they're expanding into that building. And the two buildings together, the existing Baptista's Bakery, Inc. Building, as well as the Harley-Davidson building, will result in a one-business enterprise use of some more than 500,000 square feet for manufacturing purposes, which will be then the largest overall business operating in the Franklin Business Park.
I was quoted when when the Common Council and myself, I guess the governor and a few others, supported the last expansion of it, and that's Baptista has a problem that every business in America would love. They actually have more demand for their product than they have room for producing it. So hopefully Baptista's will expand and expand and expand and call Franklin its home. It's pretty good news. Moving on to the minutes, you have before you the regular meeting of December 3rd, 2013.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Yes, Alderman Wilhelm.
Item G3, I would like to amend it to add by legal counsel. That was the Gray Wolf partner where the city attorney was directed to make the changes, and since he did so, it should be mentioned that it was not just as amended by this body, but that the city attorney added language.
I have no objection. Any objection? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I say motion carries. Now I have before you the special meeting minutes of December 11th, 2013.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now it's turn to item D1, public hearing regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for property located at approximately 11120 West Loomis Road from residential and areas of natural resource features to institutional, paren Victory of the Lamb, Inc., applicant, and areas of natural resource features. Mr. Deedle, may I come forward? Is there a public notice to be read, or?
I think city clerk.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, December 17th, 2013, at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for property located at approximately 11120 West Loomis Road from residential and areas of natural resource features to institutional, Victory of the Lamb Incorporated applicant, and areas of natural resource features. Property which is the subject of this application bears tax key number 889-9989-000, consisting of approximately 14.95 acres of land. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute Section 66.1001-4D. Public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall during normal business hours. It is also available and open for inspection by the public at the Franklin Public Library during normal business hours. In addition, the draft ordinance is available for review at franklinwi.gov. Any questions or comments about the proposed amendment to the Comprehensive Master Plan may be directed to Joel Deedle, City of Franklin Planning Manager, dated the 6th day of November 2013.
Okay. Steele, you want to give us a little background on this?
Yes, sir. The applicant has asked, as they've mentioned during the citizen comment period, for a rezoning, and this will also require the amendment to the city's Comprehensive Master Plan. Both the current zoning and the current Comprehensive Master Plan show this property as residential, and that would have to be changed to institutional to allow a church to be built on this property. Both the Comprehensive Master Plan and the current zoning are similar in the surrounding area as well. There's commercial properties to the north and to the south, but a majority of the adjacent properties are residential in their area. The Comprehensive Master Plan amendment, it just be changing the future land use. Staff and the Plan Commission have looked at this matter. The Plan Commission is recommending approval. The public hearing by state statute must be held at the Common Council, and then the Common Council will have the final say.
Okay. There's no other comments, so I'm going to open this up for public hearing. Let it be known that this item D1 is now open for public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding this issue? Yes, sir.
My name is Ben Kurth, 7707 West Plainsview Drive here in Franklin. I'm really excited to be up here. I'm going to speak in favor of the project. I'm the pastor of Victory of the Lamb. Have been from the start, since we started from scratch in our home here in Franklin just about 8 years ago. I don't intend to speak a sermon or talk at length. We do that Sunday morning, so I don't think anybody wants to hear me do that here. But I do have two things I just want to say to this regard. The first is that my family and I are just really, really excited to be a part of this community for a long time. There's so many good things about Franklin. I've noticed in the past that the very first sentence of Franklin's vision statement talks about enhancing the quality of life for people in present and future generations. And I mean, I think that's a great thing to highlight right off the bat. And I say that's really what we're doing too as a church. We're helping fix broken relationships and mend some families and showing God's love to the community. And we really tried to do that from the get-go. And I can't say enough about how excited I am too with this land to have the possibility of providing the land to the community for Kayla's crew to be built, their playground, and just creating a place where everybody, no matter what their background, kids of all abilities, to come, and that the whole community and the whole region knows that that's a place where all people are welcome. I'm just so excited about that. The second thing would just be specifically in regard to this parcel of land. I guess we share a similar thing, like with Baptista's Bakery. We're growing, and so for years now we've been trying to figure out what the next step looks like. So we've always said people are more important than buildings. That's why we've been kind of just renting and doing the best we can to grow in public spaces wherever we can get it. But we're at the point now where we need to move forward to keep reaching more people. So for a couple of years now we've been searching. We've explored, I think, just about every possibility there is. We've looked at renovating a warehouse in the industrial park. We looked at buying vacant commercial property and renovating it, looking at like what the Ridge did or Brooklife in Mbogwanago. We've looked at other parcels of land, and all along we've talked, met with Mayor Taylor a number of times, a couple of you, and we understand all the concerns from city government perspective, the 70-30 goal, which I think is a really good thing. We've been discouraged from the other things we've looked at for those reasons, because we from the get-go want to be a church that is in the community, that's for the community, that's with the community. We want to maintain goodwill with everybody in our community and just be a blessing to everybody. So we kind of shied away from some of those other things, and then we came upon this piece of property and saw here's one where one of the few properties that's not future zoned for commercial use. There's no sewer access there, making it less commercially viable. It's got significant wetlands issues on it, and yet we look at that and say how neat that is. There's God's creation, and we can work with that, and then maintain and protect the integrity of those natural resources, and then invite the community to see that and be a part of it too. So, for all those reasons, says the future in general, but specifically with this piece of property, I really think this is the perfect place for us to be, and it's a win-win-win for our whole community. So I would just say I can't think of a better Christmas gift for the people of Franklin than to move this forward. So,
all right. Again, maybe to save a little bit of time, of the number of people are here tonight, how many of you, could you please stand for those that are in favor of the church? Okay, the record, 1, 2, thinking about 30, 35, 34, okay. And how many, could you please stand, how many are against or opposed to the church? Is there anyone here tonight that's against or opposed or would like to speak on some other subject regarding the rezoning? If not, this is a public hearing. We can't take additional testimony, but I think your standing alone has pretty well signified where you stand on the issue. So with that, I will ask, though, anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Going once, going twice. Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing. And the council has this item on its agenda down in item G2. Unless there's questions or comments regarding the public hearing, I would ask that we move to item G2. And I'm just going to make a comment. And I think the pastor did a really nice job, as usual. But just like Baptista's, they have a good product, and the whole world wants it. Seems to me that you have a great product that the whole world is in need of. So I thank you, and I thank Bruce. I know from over at The Rock. He's the ambassador for the Rock Sports Complex, and teaches a lot of skiing, and he seems to be a really, really good guy and a good guy for the military and things like that. So I'd like to speak in favor of this proposal. I also think that there is a benefit to this proposal because they are going to make room for Kayla's crew for the all-inclusive playground that I guess most communities would die to have in their community. We certainly need it. As a brother of a person that has attended Goodwill for, about 35 years, I can tell you that my brother would have very, very much liked an all-inclusive playground somewhere near his house, as well as all of the children that have these disabilities. And I think this is a great, if you approve it tonight, I think you are really sending a message to the whole world as to what a fine community the city of Franklin is. So with that, Alderman Skronsky.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the ordinance 2013 with the number that would apply, an ordinance to amend the city of Franklin's 2025 comprehensive master plan to change the city of Franklin's 2025 future land use map for the property located at approximately 11120 West Loomis Road from residential use and natural resource use to institutional use and natural resource use, approximately 14.95 acres, for the Victory of the Land Incorporated applicant.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Discussion.
Alderman Mayor.
There's no way to sugarcoat this, so I won't try. I'm not in favor of the rezoning. There's a church for sale in St. Martin's. It's already off of the tax rolls. With our citizens screaming for tax relief everywhere, I don't see taking prime real estate off of the tax rolls at this point in time. And this is difficult because some people spoke that I really respect and like. One is one of my constituents. I just ask that you remember what you hear on Sunday mornings about those with differing views. And I know this is going to pass. I have complete confidence that this will pass. And maybe if I didn't feel it was going to pass, I might take a different approach. But at this point in time, I need to vote. I will vote no because I don't think it's the right fit.
Yeah. Alderman Wilhelm?
I guess I have some concerns similar to that. I do see the benefits of the church. But I guess what bothers me most about it is process. I'm a real stickler for process. And I have a question for Mr. Deagle. Was there an application for rezoning?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. On the agenda tonight on item B2A is an application for a zoning compliance permit and announcement. There was no previous announcement to the council. There's a lot of work been done. So I looked at the architectural plans. This has been in the works. Architectural plans are dated the month of September, October, and November. So this is well orchestrated, behind the scenes support. And I just want to turn the tables a little bit. Imagine this was something that was coming in next to you that you didn't want. And the process, you were caught out of the process. And it was all set by the time you came to this room and the council was going to vote on it. That was pretty much a done deal. Imagine how you would feel walking away saying, you know, I never got a chance. I never got a chance to give my input. So that's the thing I don't like when projects come forward this way. And I would have preferred a concept review. We have a process for a concept review. I have concerns about if they've been told about sewer and water. Is there sewer and water in this area? Will that be assessed to them? Do they know about the cost? I remember the church that tried to come in over in my district, Mr. Bennett said they had to put a road through at $800,000. That cut the deal for the church. Has the church been made aware about water and sewer assessments? Can they afford that? Are we being fair to them by doing it this way? Those are all the comments that I have. Despite all those comments, I will vote in favor of this. But I want all of you out there to remember this. When a project comes through and you have no opportunity when it comes to the council.
Mr. City Attorney?
I would beg to differ with Alderman Wilhelm. This is part rezoning and part comprehensive master plan amendment. The process, which has probably been close to similar form, has been existent in the state of Wisconsin probably since around 1848. These people, most of them look familiar now because they were all present at a public hearing before the Plan Commission, which is standard process for all similar applications, which was publicly noticed to insertions as well as mailed to everyone within 500 feet of the property to be rezoned. And then on top of that, there's another public hearing this evening, which per statute was publicly noticed and published in the newspaper, and that occurred 30 days pursuant to statute before the public hearing here this evening, and that's been the standard practice throughout. So you had two public hearings on this issue already, and if the concern is that an alderperson should get every single application that comes in the door for any land use whatsoever in the city of Franklin, that's something the Common Council can take up. But to say that this process was in any way negligent or lacking in public notice would be wrong. And you referenced the mayoral announcement. That particular announcement is not subject to, that particular application is not subject to public hearings and is within the domain of the Community Development Authority, which is why the mayor, who is responsible ultimately for setting the agenda, thought a matter of that import should be notified to the Common Council, especially considering that it was of a late arrival with time limits on it.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, thank you for the tongue lashing.
Tell the truth.
I thought that was a little bit more than was necessary. I was talking about the political aspects of it, which was not the same area that the city attorney took. I understand about all the public hearing. I understand about that. But I went to the Plan Commission meeting for the public hearing. I was there. I'm talking about the political process. And I understand it's the city attorney's job. When I come up here and say that the city didn't do something right, it's his job to make sure that the city doesn't get into trouble. So he's going to defend the council on that. So I think I've been involved in the city enough, 12, 13 years, something like that now. Eight of those as a volunteer sitting in the audience watching projects. And I know a project when it comes forward, and I know a project when it's being worked on. Enough said.
Alderman Taylor? Alderman Dander, do you have anything?
Thank you, Your Honor. I actually was just going to sit back and vote, but I feel like I'm dragged into this one just a little bit now. I understand that the city attorney talks about the process being followed. It was followed completely, you know, two public hearings. I wasn't at Plan Commission, but I was told, you know, what took place at Plan Commission. It seems like it was a full house and very much like tonight, people were in favor of it. I think what the alderman's getting at, and she talked about the political aspects, is we went through this once before not that long ago with Southbrook Church. And when that issue came forward, just like this issue came forward, I looked on a corridor where we would be looking at future economic development. And right away that drew a red flag with me. Because at the end of the day, one of the jobs that I have, that the six aldermen have, and the mayor is to, you know, worry about taxes. Alderman Mayor talked about that, to figure out how we're going to pay the bills. How are we going to keep people employed? Do we have to lay off people in the next budget? We want to have the right amount of firefighters, police officers, or streets plowed? Those are all issues that I'm concerned about. And when you have a corridor where you're going to have economic development, to put a piece of property down, a church, that won't bring in any tax revenue, that's a concern. But just like Southbrook, you guys picked a piece of property that has environmental challenges. You spent, I believe, I haven't talked to the pastor today, a great deal of time working with staff to find a location. Because as a taxpayer, like we talked about today, you know, the 70-30, you believe in that also. And I think everyone that lives in Franklin should believe in that. Because if you want to get to a point where we are our own, you know, we're a community that can afford to live here, where your tax bills aren't skyrocketing. So I believe you guys feel the same way as I do. And that's why, you know, I support this location on a corridor where I frankly just want to see commercial or retail or mixed use. And that's why I'm going to support this. When it comes to the political aspect, I hope you understand what I think Alderman Wilhelm is getting at. When Southbrook came, you know, before us, I believe they came with a concept review, if I recall. So they came in advance, said, hey, this is what's going to be coming, you know, here's some of our plans, and getting some feedback. And then, and not to say that you did that anything wrong, but that's what happened in that case. And in here, it was really Plan Commission, Common Council, in a very short period of time. And when we have developments occur, and you may be in your backyard, and you may not be in favor of it, you may wish that you had more time than less than 2 weeks. And I think maybe that's what she's getting at. I believe the process was followed. The city attorney clearly laid that out. I've never questioned that. But, you know, this is a, because of the location, you know, it's not just a minor decision. Because I think for those from the outside looking in would maybe think the same thing as I did is, man, you're going to put a tax-exempt piece of property on a busy corridor. But they really don't know it, because it hasn't been fully explained, because people have only had two chances really to hear about it, Plan Commission and then tonight. So I think you guys bring a lot to the community. I recognize some of you. We're also my constituents, as they are the mayors as well. And you know, I appreciate you guys, you know, picking a location in Franklin and really working with staff to find a location that we could agree on, at least I could agree on. Thank you.
Alderman Dandry and Alderman Mayor.
I did have a chance to talk to several members of the church, as well as Pastor Kurth. And I also am familiar with the seller of the property. And as what Steve and Dan and Kristen have mentioned, our concerns, granted, we are concerned about our tax base, and equally I know you are as well as homeowners and property owners in the city of Franklin. As well as I did my due diligence to make sure that this parcel of land, you know, one of our concerns is that it's being used to its best potential and the most benefit to the community. Granted, as Mr. Taylor had mentioned, it is a challenged piece of a parcel of land that is pretty much U-shaped in regards to the environmental or the natural preserve around this parcel and where your building has to be positioned. So I was looking at it, okay, if I were to look at putting residential housing on it like it was positioned, how many houses would I get on that 7-acre parcel with a road going in there? I'd probably get maybe 10, 12 houses in there. The type of house in there, I don't know, being at the locale that it's in. So I'm looking at the benefit, and Mr. Sweeney had mentioned it, the economic impact of this congregation as it continues to grow and flourish and do its good to the community can have a greater impact on our community than, let's say, 10 houses over there. So I look at the global picture of the impact, and that's why I'm supportive of your project.
Alderman Mayer and then Alderman Wilhelm.
Just one quick point. In the church's defense, maybe it'll help a little bit to balance out my vote, but they did what they were told to do by the city. I mean, we can go round and round about time frames and whatnot, but they did what they were told, and they did their due diligence to and thought they were doing everything correct. So I just wanted to point that out.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Right. I guess I understand that. And I just I would have preferred a concept review. I think it would have been fair for them to hear some of the challenge they might be coming up against that they might not be aware of. And they didn't really have that opportunity because usually when we have a concept review, we bring up those questions and then they have time to think about it. And they can make sure that this is something that they can afford and can move forward with. So I do wish you wonderful success. I think you will do well there if you can financially pull it off, and I hope you can do that.
Alderman Schmidt, just want to compliment you on your buy-in. I'm
just trying to get in the holiday mood.
Well, you succeeded.
Well, obviously there are some challenges to this. We certainly appreciate all the support that the congregation has provided for this venture. I'm fully aware of what we went through with the Southbrook proposal. They put on a real dog and pony show with a three-dimensional concept, and it was quite an impressive thing and encouraging us to make the proper adjustments for them, and poof, that disappeared. So it's important that you're aware of the challenges that still lie ahead of you in getting this off the ground. But I think that this is probably, given the nature of that parcel of property, that I think this congregation will put it to good use.
Alderman Skaronski, at least for the moment.
Well, I'm in favor of it, obviously, because it's in my district, and I'm well aware the conditions of that property, plus this was not the first pick of the location for their church. It was further south. It was on another piece of property. It had just as many challenges to it. They put a lot of money in it. They worked. They came up for reviews with the planning department. They worked very hard on it. Well, that just didn't happen to work. So they happened to find this piece of property. And for them to utilize this property to its highest and best potential is very good, and they have done that. They worked with it. It'll bring a lot of good quality to families that are going to be in this community. And as Alderman Mayer has stated out about the church in St. Martin's, well, that church didn't come up on the blocks for about 2 weeks ago, a little over. But in the meantime, they have done all this planning and got all the concept reviews, the architecture, went through all the discussion, and for them to just throw it on the side and go into the Holy Assumption Church, that wouldn't be practical because of the financial impact that they've done already into this. They like the site. Their parishioners like the site. That particular area, even though that was planned for residential, this particular use, I think, will fit and fit the community much better. I've talked to DOT on it, and I'm for it. Otherwise, it would never got past mine because they were looking at an additional site, and I gave them a flat-out no on it because I didn't think that particular site would be beneficial not only to them but to this community. So it's not been an easy road for them to find a site for them to build their congregation, for everybody to come together and help them out, and I think this community should, and I'd like to call for the question now and move forward on it and make this a positive vote.
I'll second that.
Okay. Calling the question, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. On the main motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take a roll, please.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski?
Aye.
Five ayes, one no, ayes have it, motion carries. Um, go to item 3.
Okay.
G3. Well, Skraska, is there a motion?
Yes.
We'll go back to
item 3. A motion to adopt the ordinance number 2013, whatever the number is appropriate to fill in, an audience to ordinance to amend the unified development ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R3 suburban estate single family residence district to I1 institutional district, approximately 11120 West Loomis Road, approximately 14.95 acres, Victory of the Lambs Incorporated applicant.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
Five ayes, no noes, one abstention. Ayes have it, motion carries. And for everyone, Merry Christmas to all of you. I didn't get to sing Christmas carols tonight either, so I'm disappointed. All right, item G1, donation for Brentwood Park residents, amount of $415 to the fire department.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 4, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute an agreement for maintenance of security and paging systems in the Franklin Law Enforcement Center Services.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 6, ordinance to amend the Franklin Municipal Code pertains to court costs imposed in municipal court actions.
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, item 5, a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute an agreement for south door entry security equipment, the Franklin Law Enforcement Center with Simplex Grinnell LP.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 7, modification to the professional service agreement, Rupert Milky, pertaining to impact fee updates. Alderman Wilhelm?
This company has a history of this.
Just one second so we can hear you. Paul, or could you ask them to maybe just move down the hall a little bit? And Madam Clerk, do you have to go anywhere? Yep.
Not yet.
Okay.
So keep on moving like this. We're gonna.
Not a problem.
But I do want to. If I do have to leave, I do want to mention you have to go back down.
Okay.
Sorry, and that's a state law.
Alderman Wilhelm, I just want to make sure you had
the board
to be heard.
Okay. I don't know if the other two aldermen were here when I had asked Rupert Milky. Well, they came in on an after-effect item and bumped up something quite significantly, and then we went to approve them again, and I said, but I want to make sure that you come in here with your change orders before, and then they came back again with their change orders after the fact again, and here's another one. So I appreciate Mr. Liberta's negotiation on this. I think he did a fair job, and I can support this. But I'm really disappointed on this kind of after the fact things that have come up with them. I understand about bidding and engineering firms, and it's really easy to get a bid by lowballing it and getting the lowest bid and then coming in later and making changes. That might not be what happened here, but it was what happened in a couple of the other cases with the same company. So.
Mr. Liberta?
There is one nuance in this project. One of the reasons it was on hold after the first round of billing and the initial work that was done, and it looked like it was pushing up against the limits, then we did have the issue of having to do, and I don't remember the exact wording, but the Common Council said whatever is necessary to make that Park Path project happen, which meant also getting the park impact fee changed separate from the other one. So I knew I had a contract that allowed me to let them keep working, and they didn't question it. So I knew that they were continuing to rack up hours beyond, but we had to get the park impact fee separated. That added additional cost. So after we got that done, I then put it on hold again, stopped any work on it. We got through the budget. I got through the health insurance. Now I'm getting back to getting this cleaned up and going again. So in some respect, they did us a fairly significant favor, one could argue, by continuing to work on a project when they knew they were working parts of it outside of the original and initial scope, so that we could meet that deadline that enabled us to get the park fee implemented in time so that those park impact fees could be used for the trail that we did.
That's one side of the write-up, and then the other side of the write-up is a little bit different than that. So you need to balance that out.
And I think Bill addressed that with his staff and fairly for us.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there a motion to authorize the Director of Administration to execute a modification of the service agreement with Rupert Milkey for a review update to impact fees increasing not to exceed amount of $23,367, which incorporate Rupert Milkey's current charges with an additional project contingency authorization to the Director of Administration not to exceed $1,783, all contingent upon Rupert Milkey waiving $6,700 in existing charges and approval of the related budget modification.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to authorize release of payments for outstanding invoices related to impact fee questions and projects? Motion to authorize release of payments for outstanding invoices related to impact fee questions and projects.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Aye.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it you wrote up the motion. So, all right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 8, ordinance to amend ordinance 2012-2096. Ordinance adopting the 2013 budgets and tax levy for the City of Franklin is amended to modify the budget of the Development Impact Fee Fund, adding $9,000 to quotes other professional services quotes. Any comments, questions? If not, is there a motion? Is there a motion? It requires 2/3
vote. So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, Mayor recognizes unanimous vote. 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Resolution G9, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute an agreement to continue professional environmental engineering services to monitor compliance at the Metro Recycling and Disposable Facility. Mr. Wesolowski.
Mr. Mayor, this is the same contract that in principle has been in effect since 2008. The terms are exactly the same costs and everything else as last year. And Mr. Marvin Wolf, the chairman of the monitoring committee, called me to tell me to ask me to advise the council that he strongly recommends approval of this contract extension, if you will, and that the monitoring committee is more than satisfied with the work of the Spear Company.
Okay, Alderman Skronsky?
I talked to the chairman also, and of course, everybody knows this is my district. They've done a good job. They satisfied all their requirements, and I'd make the motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only that I would add that we used to have a lot of complaints out at that facility until this firm took over. And it's been a 180 turn in how this whole thing has been managed.
Okay.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G10, resolution awarding contract.
Could you take G12 first? It seems more appropriate to execute the agreement.
Page is that on, Kristen?
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we will. A resolution authorizing officials to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District for the private property infiltration and inflow elimination on South 36th Street between West Missouri Avenue and West Madison Boulevard.
That's my motion.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Go back to G10. Any objections? If not, Resolution awarding contract to the lower bidder, Musen Brothers, Inc., in the amount of $245,508.25 for the South 36th Street private property sanitary sewer lateral inflow infiltration rehabilitation of West Missouri Avenue and West Madison Boulevard.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is a resolution awarding contract to lower bidder, Stark Asphalt, in the amount of $52,595 for the installation of concrete sidewalk on South 51st Street from West Minnesota Avenue north 1,340 feet to West Rawson Avenue.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Just a question?
Yes.
This was appropriately budgeted for, correct, in the project?
Yes, we're going to be considerably under budget.
Okay.
The county gave you more money than you asked for.
Alderman D'Andrea, you're on.
I mean, I second it, but I wanted to make sure that this, with this little bid, that they are using concrete and not asphalt.
They are using concrete. They happen to be kind of a primary asphalt contractor, but they do concrete.
Okay.
Just because they're called Stark Asphalt?
Correct.
What would lead you to believe that?
And I see that there is a lowest bid by a substantial number. Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Go to item G13, ordinance to amend the municipal code to provide for the prevention of blight created by the boarding up of windows upon unoccupied dwelling structures. It came from Alderman Taylor. I talked to the city clerk. I'm very, very much in support of this, but I do have, you should all have a letter from Fred Baumgart, because I wanted to ask him how he felt about it. Alderman Taylor.
Well, this is kind of a situation that I have in my district. I think every one of us has, a piece of property that a person either walked away or was foreclosed on and sits there. And you know how difficult it is on a weed complaint just to find out how to get a hold of somebody to be able to, where we should send the mailing to and then wait in 10 days and get it mowed. Well, here you have a situation where you had a busted window and it's boarded up. And I got, two or three constituents calling me saying, this looks horrible. It's the middle of a subdivision. It is a residential, right? 42nd and Hilltop. This is not right. And so I called Fred, and I said, what do we do about this? Well, we treat occupied dwellings differently than unoccupied dwellings. So I thought, well, why don't we just, if we change it to have treat unoccupied dwellings the same as occupied, will that work? And he said that would give us the teeth, to be able to force windows to be replaced compared to just boarding it up. And, obviously looking at the memo that the mayor received, I believe, yesterday, it could obviously take some work, which it's not a high priority compared to maybe other things. But we just had it in our inspector, or at least a part-time one. In the budget we have, we wanted another one. We all received 2 weeks ago a stack of open complaints, and it was interesting because I was looking at one that's still open that should be very, very simple from like June of 2012. So on one of these days I'm going to come into Mark and I say, I want to go over all these open complaints and find out why, and is it because we've had so much other work and that's how why we haven't gotten to them? I mean, that could be the case. It's not a high priority. I read this memo and I said to myself, holy cow, everything that this is telling me is we're not going to have time to do it. Well, we can. We don't have to put it at the top of the list, but when we can get to it, and sometimes, like this exact example, we have the contact information of the maintenance company, but based on our code, the bank is saying all you have to do is board it up. And so that's all the maintenance company is doing is boarding it up. If our code said it needs to be replaced with glass, the maintenance company would replace it with glass. We don't have anything to stand on. So at least this gives us a tool, and that's why I think it's something we should do. And this is probably only one of the first steps. We cannot let our subdivisions start going down this path where you have three or four unoccupied homes that are foreclosed on, and they start bringing down the property values around them. I mean, I just got my tax bill. It had nothing to do with that, but my assessment stayed the same. My tax bill went up almost $600. Because mine stayed the same. So
I was doing some research the other night.
Yeah.
I looked at everybody.
Yeah. So people think that we sit up here and we pass, make all these decisions to benefit us. Well, take a look at what decisions have cost. I mean, cost me money. So, there you go. Anyway, so I make a motion to approve.
You don't want to see Will Holmes.
Oh, I bet I would trade places. Condo.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman D'Andrea?
I mean, I'm very familiar with the process because I'm in the financial services industry. And these larger mortgage companies, I mean, they have to do something to protect the asset, okay? Municipality, I mean, I had a few homes in my area, in District 1, that they were doing some work inside, and they had temporarily boarded it up so they could leave the windows open and or they could replace some windows. And I got a slew of calls because someone boarded up the house, and it looks, there's a house down the road that's for sale, and I mean, and this is in Red Wing subdivision, so a fairly affluent subdivision, and the people are alarmed with the boarding up of windows, especially in the Franklin area. Is it more appropriate in the city, in Milwaukee, where you've got a larger population and a higher rate of vandalism? Yes. I mean, there are very few issues in the Franklin area that I see that there's a lot of vandalism occurring on the homes. You know, they talk about the amount of work that it takes, and when these issues came up, I was able to find on CCAP, and I don't know why the city of Franklin can't find this stuff, but how come I can find it very quickly? I can find out who the attorney is that's handling it in the city. I can find out the mortgage company, and I can find out the previous owner, okay? All that data's there, and if there's legal action, and it has even got the previous owner's address of contact information in there. So, you know, we're making up, I mean, we're saying we can't get it is because they don't want to do it at times, I feel like it, because as soon as they called me and I got the complaint from people, I was able to obtain the information, and I actually relayed it to, you know, to some people in the city. So we could get it resolved, and I actually went over to the properties and investigated myself. So, I mean, I don't have any problem putting in an ordinance, but I'm wondering if we don't have anything in place right now. I mean, last thing we need is another law, okay? There's nothing, Mr. City Attorney, do we have anything in place, or is it pretty much left up to the mortgage company?
Well, before you answer, I did talk to Fred, and it sounded like we do have some ordinances, but I think what this is intended to do is to amend it and to make it a little bit more powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Basically, all we can do on, like the example on 42nd and Hilltop, is the house is boarded up, and everybody's got to look at it, and the same thing in Red Wing. Now, at least, we could contact, you know, the mortgage company or the maintenance person. A lot of times they put right on the outside, if there's anything, contact this number, because someone's in charge of the property.
Correct.
And so this way we can say, hey, this needs to be, you got to break, you know, you can't replace this with boarded, you know, with plywood. You got to replace it with glass. And, you know, this is the city of Franklin, not the city of Milwaukee, where I can envision us putting up, replacing a window, and all of a sudden it's broken the next day. And then we fix it again, and it's broken the next day. That kind of stuff does not happen unless there is, and usually if it does happen, it's probably an occupied home where you have some high school kid, you know, doing something to some other buddy of his, but because they're enemies or whatever. So I don't think we're going to go down that path to turn into the city of Milwaukee where we're having it. But when you have something that's boarded up, what is that telling everybody that drives by? Oh, hey, no one lives here.
That's right.
So now let's bust in the back and start stealing copper pipes and stuff like that or whatever. Sure. Who knows?
I mean, I don't have any problem. If the ordinance is weak and it needs some teeth to it, sure, go ahead. But it's pretty easy. Even with these lawn cutting issues, once I spoke to the attorneys, they gave us clearance of what, you know, go cut it. You know, we'll settle it at the end. And granted, the bank always settles it at the end because they have to.
Those bankers.
They got the deeper pockets.
Well, Dan, did you hear?
Yes, I did.
Alderman Mayor, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Hi.
lost track of where I was. I can understand in the subdivisions, but I can't understand in some of the other areas. This is, to me, this is too sweeping and too inclusive. I think sometimes we go a little too far. When people have private property, it's their property. Let them do what they want to do. And if there's some isolated area that wants to board up their back outbuilding, it's up to them. It's their building. In a subdivision, it's not going to stay in foreclosure forever. It's going to be sold sooner or later. Somebody's going to want to buy it eventually and fix it up. So, but I can kind of understand the subdivision part of it. But I think it's their property. The other thing is, typically after a fire, for example, buildings are boarded up by necessity. With this, that wouldn't be allowed. And unless it's a health or safety hazard to the people in the area, I think we kind of go a little too far in taking private property rights away. Sometimes.
I'll think you're a bull when I'm in church.
What's that?
I'll think you're a bull when I'm in church.
Alderman Wilhelm and...
like everyone on another one.
Skrodsky and Alderman Schmidt.
There's a lot of them.
Well, could we have clarification on Alderman Mayer's concern about fire-damaged buildings, for one? And is there language that would allow, under certain circumstances, an option? Because not everything's going to fit into the box. So I'm just looking for something that, if maybe there's wording that says, if building inspection believes that this is not practical, that they come to us and we approve it, or is there language like that? Other than that, I get the concept, and I'm totally on board with it, but maybe those two things, we could get all the votes if we were clarifying those.
Okay. Alderman Skoronsky and Alderman Schmidt, and then the city attorney.
Yeah, I have to agree with Alderman Mayer on this. I don't think it's necessary to have another ordinance on it. I think it should take a little more time for us to tweak this. I had probably the worst experience of anybody in this community when I had prairie grass that had 12 homes that were left because of the economy, and I had to deal with that. And it was one real pain in the finger. And that went on for over 4.5 years with all the financial institutions, some that were not even its country, in order to do it. And to be honest with you, we pushed in order to have the building in its original architectural value of glass in there and not plywood on it, because it took so long in order to get this stuff done. I didn't care about the interior of the building. I was more concerned with the outside aesthetics value of the building, because that would hurt the people that are there and enjoying this particular subdivision. But because of the economic downturn, everything just went to hell. And I've had success, but, I mean, this was a long one in order to get this done. The mayor knows we were working on this thing, because it was a lot of buildings that were just sitting there, half done. So I would like to see this thing come back, spend a little extra time on it, and tweak it. I'd be more than glad to put my professional that I run this type of a business that would be involved in this stuff or have some knowledge on it. Because if we can get it back to, if there's glass missing, you put the glass back in. If there's a door that's off the hinges, you put the door back on and make it aesthetically pleasing. Not that we come up with a piece of plywood and slap green or blue plywood on it. That doesn't help. And it's a matter of, yeah, we want to put some enforcement in it, but I'm just never been for putting another ordinance on top of an ordinance. The way I would look at it, you put an ordinance in, you got to take one off, because the books keep getting fatter and fatter and fatter.
It's an amendment, though.
Yeah, but still. But I, as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't vote for this. I think it should be tweaked a little more. We should look at it. And, yeah, we want to put some teeth in to make sure that it just doesn't fall between the cracks, because it does affect the property values and the people around it. So I would make a motion that we hold on to this for at least 30 or maybe 60 days and then bring it back and get everybody's input and look at this a little closer. I got it, but I didn't get it here until just 2 days ago in order for me to sit and take a look and digest it.
that a motion to table to the next council meeting?
No, that's too soon. I think it should be at least 30 days minimum. That my motion would be.
Is there a second?
There's a motion on the floor.
Oh, there's a motion on the floor. I'm sorry. Alderman Schmidt. Alderman Sikorski, did you finish?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Alderman Schmidt.
Well, regarding what relating to the Alderman Mayor, it would be disconcerting if there is a house that was burned out and wouldn't be allowed to put wood in the windows, and if the ordinance required to put windows back into a burned out home, and knowing how our building inspector follows the municipal codes to a T, he would probably demand that we did have windows put into a burned out home. So I think we'd would be wise to do some more modifications.
Right now, we do have a motion on the floor. I had asked the clerk to check into it to see who the makers of the motion are. So Alderman Taylor made the motion. It was seconded by Alderman Skaronski. The city attorney.
The questions, the good questions are brought up, so I want to hear if there's answers to those. Because the intent, Your Honor, the intent's not to, on a burned-down building, to put up glass, and not to go back in someone's outbuilding in the back 40, you know, that they have chicken coop or something like that. So, I mean, if that is not covered in this, I have no problem, you know, pushing off a couple of weeks and bringing that back, because that, to, you know, is not the intent. The intent is we all have them in our subdivision, and it needs to be addressed. And if it's not, then I'm going to make a case that look at who says that's okay, because this is you either it's okay or it's not okay. Mm-hmm. If you're against that, then you're thinking it's all right that my name, people down the street from me have to look at that crap, and yours too. So, you know, I don't mind. And we can find out from the city attorney how this whole thing reads. But, you know, I have no problem pushing off to get that corrected. But this is black and white. Either you want that crap down the street from your house or not. And we all have it. And we all get the calls.
Mr. City Attorney, and I was smiling because I had been requested by several to try and get the meeting quickly, because I guess there's a couple things going on today.
We'll rock and roll down here.
City Attorney?
I did talk to the building inspector at the end of last week with regard to the subject matter of burned out buildings and the like, and added that last sentence in Section 2, which says the glazing maintenance requirement, which is put glass in there and keep it in there, shall not be applicable in situations where the building inspector has determined that safety and or security circumstances require the boarding up of windows, which would it specifically was intended for the fire circumstance. Building inspector, when we discussed it, simply wanted due to a fire, and then I brought up, well, what if it's 18 months after the fire or 2 years after the fire, et cetera, et cetera. So looking for a reasonable determination. And this is hearsay information to me, but with regard to this letter from the building inspector with expressing difficulty under foreclosed properties contact information, I do recall, especially in Prairie Grass Preserve mentioned by Alderman Skaronski, that there were a number of property owner occupants who left the area, and there were foreign corporations who were not foreclosing and not interested in foreclosing and were just leaving the property and taking the loss. And that might be what he's referring to. And that, I heard about those a number of
Yeah, I just, we do have a motion. It's been made by Alderman Taylor, seconded by Alderman Skaronski. Alderman Taylor.
What I'll do, Your Honor, I mean, so people can have, I mean, we got a letter from the building inspector and things like that. I have no problem referring it for 2 weeks, you know, until after the holidays, to bring it back to the meeting in January. That way, concerns like outbuildings and that, I mean, it doesn't shock me that a firefighter would bring up a fire issue. I mean, that's I'm glad you did, and I'm glad it was addressed. So, this will give people a chance to digest that. But this is not rocket science here. We don't need 60 days to deal with this, okay? So I'll withdraw my motion, make a motion, refer it to the next common council meeting. That gives us time to address a couple of the concerns. We're talking about busted windows, they're being boarded up. Instead, I want glass back. I think we all should want that for our neighbors. So I'll withdraw my motion and make a motion to refer to the next common council meeting.
Is there a second? It's been moved. Did you?
No, I won't agree to that. I think you're going to need more than 30 days because you got two
holidays. Did you want to withdraw your second?
I'll withdraw my second.
Okay.
There's
a motion that's been made to table to the next common council meeting. It's been seconded. I just want to add that the reason I asked the building inspector for that letter was to make you all aware that we do have some very large projects going on in the city. I think this is a good idea to amend the motion, to amend the ordinance, but I just want to put everybody on notice that we've got the high school. I just went over and I met with the Rock folks. We had Fountains of Franklin, the new group coming in. There's a big sign up right next to CBS proposing to build a $9 million retail facility. At least it looks like that. And tonight, putting on notice that the Community Development Authority is also going to be working on the Baptistas issue, and there may be even a lot more to come.
Well, so. And Your Honor, yeah. Right now, you know, if something's broken, there's a complaint. You know, maybe the police department's called, and then staff has to do the same amount of homework now as they will with the glass to try to get a hold of these people and say, hey, you know, you have a busted window, this is a violation of our code. Currently, all they have to do is put up plywood. They're still going to be doing the same amount of homework to find the banker or the realtor or the lawyer or the owners, and this way they're going to be able to say, you got to fix it and replace it with glass. So it's the same amount of work as they're having to do now. Nothing's going to change in terms of the workload, just that the requirement's going to be you put glass back instead of plywood. So however they're getting, you know, I know we have some big projects coming. However they're dealing with the complaints now, that timetable is going to stay the same. This is not going to change anything. It's not going to be a higher priority. It's not going to jump over inspecting things at the high school or, you know, doing work at Baptista's. So the amount of the workload is going to be exactly the same, except for now we have a window being put in compared to a piece of wood.
Alderman Mayor? Alderman Wilhelm? Alderman
Mayor? I just want to point out, actually, it does become a priority because if it's a complaint put in writing, and we do have vigilantes that go around the city, it's not just the neighbors that complain. If the neighbors complain, I think it has a little more priority. But we have people that go around the city looking for things and running back and tattling on people from across the city that really isn't their business. But once it's put in writing, building inspection has to deal with it. And then it does come above those other priorities of the important things. And in the scheme of things, it's a good thing. And I do agree with the subdivision that we need to work on it. But in the scheme of things, it's not that high priority.
Anyone else wanting to?
Sure.
Alderman Skransky.
Yeah, the question is, is it a uninhabitable building or a dwelling? Dwelling means there are people living in it, or it is habitable. Or is it an outbuilding that is not that important? And as Alderman Taylor said, is it a building in a back, some shed or something like that? That's a whole different thing. And as we all know, you don't want to get picky on things, but you want to have it. You have some consistency to it because there's six of us up here, and there can be six different opinions on this.
No. Right.
So, well, it says It says dwelling. Ordinance says dwelling, not outbuilding. So that would mean that, you know, Alderman Mayor, you had two issues. You had issues of a fire, and you had issues of an outbuilding. Both those are addressed, but I'm still willing to refer it for 2 weeks. But the thing is, the complaints are coming in now. Whether it's a vigilante running around the community, filing complaints from ones they don't even live anywhere near it, or a neighbor calling. That's going on right now with a broken window. The only difference is what's being replaced. So the amount of work is not, the priority is the same now. So what you're saying is that a complaint comes in, but we have to replace it with wood. Now the complaints come in, it's got to be replaced with glass. It's not that difficult at all.
But now the complaints are going to come in when they're replaced with wood as well. So it's not just the broken windows, it's not just the broken glass, it's replaced with wood too. And we know we have people that are going to be looking for that.
We are getting into cross debate here.
Yeah.
Alderman Taylor, you had the floor.
I'm good.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
Confused.
And Ms. Liberta. And then let's kind of wrap this up because I think the motion on the floor says there's going to be a 2 week period here to think about this and bring it back. Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think city attorney answered everyone's right. concerns. I really don't even see it. I really need to table it, but he's willing to do it. I call the question.
Second. Right, a question to call. Is there a second to call in the question?
Second.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, I took that six ayes, no noes. I always have it. Motion carries on the main motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. There.
That was easy.
Yeah. G14, amendment to the agreement with the Milwaukee County for the 2013 Clare Meadows North Handicap Accessible Sidewalk, CDBG. Wilhelm?
You need to read the whole motion, but that's the motion.
I can do that.
Would you do that now?
Sure, not a problem.
All right.
Authorize the Director of Administration to accept and execute an amendment to this agreement with Milwaukee County for the 2013 Clare Meadows North Handicap Accessible Sidewalk CDBG Project Phase 3, once prepared and received from Milwaukee County, granting an extension of the project to July 1st, 2014, or such other date that the county may provide.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G15, resolution to amend the City of Franklin bargaining employees' retirement plan, et cetera, et cetera. I believe there's three members of the Common Council that sit on the Personnel Committee here, and that this is nine members of the Personnel Committee altogether, last time I checked. So I would ask, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those
aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Aerotropolis Milwaukee Interlocal Cooperation Agreement. I brought this agreement back and asked Mr. Liberta and city attorney to take a look at it. I just come from a world where I used to have to do everything I possibly could to protect the management's rights section of the collective bargaining agreements to protect the county supervisors of Milwaukee County.
Oh,
so
really?
So I don't like to, if there's any dilution of any power or authority by this council, I don't like it, but I thought Mr. Liberta and Mr. City Attorney did a very good job analyzing this whole matter and the contract. So, Alderman Wilhelm?
Was I correct in hearing that you brought this forward?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, it was given to me, and they would like me to get back to them, and other communities have already approved this.
Well, I started reading it, and the first sentence says, I recommend approval, but then Sandy and Mark Liberta's initials are the only ones on it, so my question was, who was I? So that was...
Oh, I brought it back to give to the city attorney and to Mr. Liberta to put it under the microscope because I don't like any contract that in any way whatsoever could dilute the power of this common council.
I guess just for this initial item or even future items, is there a way for us to know as aldermen who actually does the write-up? Is there some key I'm supposed to be looking for?
Could put pictures on it.
Facebook.
You're not doing it.
I'm just curious because when I read something, I'm not really sure who's bringing forward that on the concept. And if there's, I mean, under approval, couldn't we just have the initials of the person who's actually bringing, or can't they write? Can't they put it down on the bottom when they write up their action sheet?
Well, like that last
author,
one.
Like we have to do for campaigns, author or written by author.
Hey, my name
by.
Was in parentheses in the last one, so you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I've seen some really something. Nice pictures of late. I was going to call you Alderman Wazlowski.
99.9% of them usually say the director of administration recommends or the mayor recommends. And I would say that this is a rare instance where it starts out with I, because usually they are all clearly. So we'll just note that from now on and make sure right. that
okay.
they don't start out with I.
Through the old mill or something.
Right.
You know?
I just have
last name
Taylor. I read it and then I got to the city attorney's comments in that, and the very last sentence where it says the proposed agreement is either redundant or a delegation of the previously directed task. So, is this necessary? I mean, based on this, it looks like it's not necessary. So I just want to make sure that. I don't know what the heck we're doing because I read this whole thing and then I read that and I'm like, well, why is it here? Because typically if it It's redundant, or
because it has to do a little bit with my past experience with things that start off as gentlemen's agreements, yeah. And then 2 years later, people change seats, and then they come back and they say, "Well, you agreed to do this, and you agreed to do that."
All right.
And next thing you know is, or you have a situation where people are saying, "Wait a second, you can't amend your comprehensive master plan. You agreed that you would only do that here
okay.
or there."
All right.
But Mr. Liberta and the city attorney did go over this.
So it's just basically it's just like a safety net or a safeguard or something like that.
Well,
you're looking
you're the board of directors. It's I'm bringing it to your attention so that.
What happens if we don't do it? If we don't do this, what's the ramifications? I guess or if we do,
the city attorney.
Excommunicated. Frankly, you're Mr. Liberta can give you detail, and it's rare that he says, "I recommend" in bold letters at the start of an action sheet. So he's obviously strongly in favor of this, and he's along with the mayor the one. City who's been attending all the Aerotropolis meetings and the like. Just in the real world, I cited my concerns, and a couple of decades or more ago, I always thought that communities, when they were communicating with each other, were like brothers and sisters, and
now they're yacht company.
Been around.
Like states and municipalities?
They are like brothers and sisters, at least where I grew up. Everyone at this table knows of a number of agreements, whether it's Mesquite or Earl Creek or Greendale or Greenfield, and EMS contracts for the whole area. And my practical concern was, and the mayor's been negotiating a lot of these over the past, 9 years. For all the Milwaukee County municipalities, EMS is the example. But there's some serious discussions that occur. And my concern is, on an unrelated matter of import, that somebody doesn't start waving around a copy of this agreement where you agreed to cooperate in the Aerotropolis area, or whatever the nomenclature is for the whole area, with regard to zoning and economic development. And that's extremely broad. And it could run the gamut. It could be some business unilaterally decides to move from one municipality to another, and there's a complaint that you're not cooperating. If you're the recipient municipality, because the business is moving from another one, and we actually, at the TID 3, final meeting of the Joint Review Board, there was almost a presentation by the Milwaukee County representative about that particular point being a new policy of Milwaukee County. So that's my concern as a practical thing. You're agreeing to cooperate in good faith and reasonably with regard to zoning and economic development matters.
So if we tried
super broad. So I don't know what that means. So that makes it scary.
So if we tried to steal businesses from, let's say, the city of Milwaukee or something else, could they say that you're not in good faith cooperating because you're trying to steal from us? Because obviously, we'd love to have one or two businesses from the city of Milwaukee say, "Hey, we're safe out here. Come on. Maybe we'll build a business park. Maybe we'll find a new location." Are we going to put ourselves in for them to waive this agreement saying, "Look, you agreed to work with us and not steal from us"? I don't know. I mean, that's
the risk.
Well,
I mean, the agreement, the way that I think Mark has written it up, it's like no teeth to it. But again, it's just the many agreements that I was negotiating on one side of the table or the other. And over time, when they change players, the presidents of unions or whatever, they come back and they say, "Wait a second." And they start putting things into agreements that were never there. And then, with this, you could have a situation where they went, "Well, wait a second. We all agreed that the big restaurant was going to be built next to the airport, and you guys are now building one that's in competition to that. Can't you just sort of see your way through to not building that one? After all, you did agree, you know, we're all here. So, Alderman Mayor?
Do we have a motion?
No.
Okay, then I make the motion to authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute the inter-local cooperation agreement as a separate document and or with multi-municipal signature page and to direct the planning department to prepare a recommendation for an inter-local aerotropolis area designation.
Second. Mr. Liberta?
I was just going to add my bold print wasn't really the emphasis that it should be done. It was really to make it obvious. I think if I were emphasizing why I think the organization is doing it, it's in my conclusion paragraph where they're trying to demonstrate to the region the collaborative commitment of municipalities to work together, because that's sort of the overarching purpose of this aerotropolis, to ignore municipal boundaries. And this is a way where they're trying to put in one document where they're not referring to bylaws and everything. They can show one simple document to other organizations. Say, see, we're all working together. So it's largely a marketing tool from my perspective. Okay. And that was emphasized by Mr. Rave's email that there was no teeth to it. Okay. It's my perspective.
Again,
my
biggest concern is first that you got to look at this thing and review it and make sure that you're knowledgeable of what you're directing us to sign, clerk. Mr. City Attorney?
Just my earlier hypothetical setting was just that, and it wouldn't mean anything legally.
Right.
It's just, it might be one more thing to deal with in negotiations in terms of discussion, not legal binding.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I will, during the next Aerotropolis meeting, when I bring this back, I will try and get it on the minutes that in no way, shape, or form is this something that we see as a binding document.
Yeah.
So, okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G17. Okay, put my link. Is there any objection to a motion to authorize use of $400 contingency appropriations for city representative participation South Suburban Chamber of Commerce Annual Awards Center?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying
aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Yes.
Whatever the deadline is, we should probably, everybody who's going to attend, just I think last year, we should email Mark and let Mark know that we're going, or what do you want to do on this? Because I'll attend. I know I attended everyone. I mean, if you don't know today, I think you should let
two tailors.
You know, so we know, because last year we had a few aldermen that didn't attend, and then we opened it up to more members of Fort Franklin.
I would suggest you email Lisa or contact Lisa, just because she'll make sure to coordinate with Joel and the mayor and reach out to people to fill chairs. So.
Think we should warn anybody? There might be two tailors.
I know, right? We should, probably.
So if you bring someone, what's the cost to bring a guest?
$400.
$50?
Plus parking.
$50.
$50.
If it's the same for if you're not a city or not a member.
Okay.
I know it says dinner is $50, but this is a city chamber letter, so I just want to make sure.
City officials.
No, anybody. Anybody
don't have to worry about that.
Anybody pays $50.
You don't take your wife.
Oh yeah, I don't. She takes me.
Last year I think the reality is because in previous years, Old Creek would have one or two tables.
Yeah. They always.
And it would be, and it was Alderman Skaronski, myself, and Mayor Taylor. What's it, Alderman? Mayor Taylor. So for my first few years, it was just the three of us. That was it. And then I think Alderman Wilhelm maybe came to one, and then maybe last two. So we said last year, let's get a full table. Let's do that. And so we did.
Huge success. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G18.
So moved.
Is there a second? Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 19. 2014 Information Technology Service Agreement between Heartland Business Systems and the City of Franklin.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, I say motion carries. Item 20, Geographic Marketing Advantage LLC Agreement for Geographic Information System, GIS Support, and Database Maintenance Services for 2014.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I move and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, I say motion carries. Licenses and permits, miscellaneous licenses.
Okay, we have Prober, hold for appearance. Markowski, approve. Saran Rodriguez, hold for appearance. St. Paul's Lutheran School of Community Outreach, approve. Xavier Missionaries Annual Festival, approved.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. One yawn. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Vouchers and payroll, and I have an amended sheet here. And it says there is a motion approving net general checking account city vouchers in the ranges numbers 150292 through number 150432 in the amount of $1,492,577.88.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk has stepped down. So, Mr. Liberta, would you please take the roll?
Alderman Skoronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving net payroll dated December 13, 2013, in the amount of $321,125.68? And payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $210,165.17 with check numbers 150433 through 150440 and cap EFT numbers 2491 through 2493, plus any city matching payments where required. Been moved, seconded. Any further discussion? Mr.
Who, Bert- the, who made the motion?
Alderman Mayor.
Two guys on the end over here.
Oh, I think Doug did.
The two guys with the schnazzy ties.
And one yawn.
All right.
Alderman
serious here.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skoronsky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. I say motion carries. There's a motion approving net general checking account city vouchers in the ranges. In a range, numbers 150441 through numbers 150444 in the amount of $56,758.34.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Mr. Liberti, please take the roll.
Alderman Skoronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
What was the last name?
DeAndrea.
Yeah, yeah.
DeAndrea.
DeAndrea.
Six ayes, no noes. I have it. Motion carries. Motion is there, let's see. Is there a motion approving net payroll dated December 27th, 2013, estimated at $354,000 in payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $218,000 plus any city matching payments where required?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Come on. All right.
It was seconded over there.
All right.
Was it?
All right. We have a second. The motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Mr. Liberta, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Alderman Mayer.
Hey, what's his name?
Alderman Wilhelm.
We don't
want to go. Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skoronsky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to approve payment of $57,500 to Humana as the advance claim funding payment on the 2014 health claims?
So moved.
Sorry.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only that up until today, the new automated payroll system for invoices and all of that, it's going very, very smoothly.
So all right.
Going really well. All right. Ms. Liberti, please take the roll.
Alderman Skoronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Before we turn to a motion to adjourn, I want to wish all of you a happy holiday, Merry Christmas. I wish you and your families good tidings.
Point of order.
And I hope you have a good
Point of order. The clerk reminds you need to go back to item
That's
E1.
Good call. Good catch. even though you interrupted the holiday
greeting. And before
greeting,
I was interrupted, so, so
I know, so Grinch-like.
Former director of administration.
Yeah. So Grinch-like, yeah, former director of administration, exactly. Yeah. That's your contract. You do not interrupt Christmas greetings, I mean, at all. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So.
Man.
So, wow. The Grinch.
We'll save you anyway, Mayor.
Well.
So, yeah. Merry Christmas, Mayor.
Okay, let's...
A motion to approve.
Second.
If there's a motion to approve and seconded, the city attorney, does this need roll call votes, or can a simple majority vote pass all of these?
The clerk indicated that a roll call was necessary, but not individual roll call.
Oh, thank
she
God.
She won't know.
I believe we've taken this up.
Yeah, it's all at once. So just roll call.
All at once.
All right.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Anything else? Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it.
No.
Motion carries.